You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, the weekend has arrived, but it's not just any weekend if you're a Steelers fan. In the playoffs, first time really hosting with fans in the stadium in almost a decade, believe it or not. And that said, we got to wait till Monday night for the game, but that gives an extra day of opportunity for fans that want to get their gear and get a sense of the city. And a lot of people that come to town end up in the Strip District. That is the hottest neighborhood right now when it comes to all 90 in the city of Pittsburgh, and that's where we find our own Tamira Rush. Good morning, T.
Good morning, Larry. I am here. Here. Come. I tell all our listeners, don't meet me here, beat me here, but I'm already here, as you know.
So
if you're still I'm here, Larry, but listen, if you're still looking for perfect Steelers gear ahead of Monday night's game, this is the place to be. It is jam-packed in here with merchandise.
And
anything you need, Larry.
And the doors just opened, and they've got the whole weekend ahead. So
I opened the doors. I came down and said, come on, we got to open up early today. We want people to come in. There's people outside. A couple people were standing outside. Bring them on in. Let's get some merchandise. Everybody's talking about this whole immaculate holy water episode in the end zone. There is a shirt, a T-shirt, an immaculate holy water Pittsburgh defend the end zone T-shirt for you guys. And there is the Kings of the North division champions, not champions, champions T-shirt as well. So I'm asking and I'm telling and I'm warning you guys, you must come here and get these T-shirts today. They are fantastic. We got everything here for you, from playoff T-shirts, hoodies, knit hats, rally towels, flags, and even Steelers gear for the kids and those pets.
And which store are you on? Are you on Penn Avenue?
I am at 2127 Penn Avenue. I'm at one of the bigger stores here. So they just opened. When I arrived, came in, they start opening, bringing stuff out. I'm outside on the sidewalk. They have everything placed outside. You got your Yinzers hoodies, you got your Yinzers T-shirts, you got all the merchandise that you need here at Yinzers in the Strip. I suggest people to come here fast, Larry. These T-shirts, everybody is going to want them. Everybody. Everybody who knows what happened in the end zone is going to want one of these T-shirts. So I suggest everybody to take a little bit of their dollars that they have and spend them here at Yinzers in the Strip District.
You know, that said, T, you grew up in this town. That Strip District has been resurrected since they rebuilt the terminal there on Smallman. And then on Penn, it's still, you know, a lot of the old family members, like, you know, the... I'm thinking of all the families over the years that have had places on Penn Avenue.
Yes, and I was having conversations with one of the workers here at Yinzers, and they were basically saying that people who come out of town, this is where they flock. This Yinzers is the store that everyone talks about. If you're coming in for a Steelers football game, of course you're a Steelers fan, where can you get the merchandise? And everyone tells people to come here to Yinzers. I mean, we've known, like you said, we've lived here for a long time, but all of our lives, exactly, is what I'm saying. But, you know, when you come outside, you look and you see it's a packed place. It's happening. It's jamming. There's restaurants. There's businesses. There's places you can, you know, you can get your little knickknacks for your house, you know. But when you look outside and you see, you know, the Strip District, This is a place to be for us. This is a number one entertainment spot in the Pittsburgh area. So, you know, to know that you have three locations. Yinzers has three locations here in the Strip District. I was coming down, and I'm like, wait a minute, is there another location? And they said, yeah, there's three locations here. So I said, am I at the right location? And they said, yeah, this is the biggest store. This is the store you want to be at. But everyone, these Yinzers T-shirts that everyone's talking about, they're talking about the whole incident that took place in the end zone with the holy water. They got these T-shirts for you, Larry, here. I can bring you back one if you like.
Yeah, I'll Venmo you.
Okay, I'll absolutely do that. But it's great. They have everything. I mean, the store is huge. This is the first time I've ever been here. You have your terrible towels. You got your ball caps. You got your Scully caps. You got your socks. You got your necklaces for the ladies. They have jewelry here. They have earrings. They have bracelets. They have helmets. They have jerseys. They have tank tops for the summertime. They got beanie hats. They got earmuffs. They have it all. Everything you want and need is here for the Stiller fans at Yinzer's in the Strip District.
All right, T. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
To Myra Rush in Pittsburgh Strip District, where it seems to be the happening place. Have you been there lately, Aaron? It is truly, with everything they've got going on there, the hottest neighborhood in the city.
Love the Strip. I have never been inside that store. After her description, I do want to run there and just see. You ever go to like a beach store on the boardwalk and you walk in and it's just ginormous? That's what I feel she just paralleled.
It has that kind of vibe for sure. So check them out. When the weather does turn bad, tune to the KDK Radio Storm Center, brought to you by Duquesne Light Company, larger than light. And hopefully we won't be doing that for a while. Meantime, a lot of people excited about the weekend and the playoffs for the fact that you have to wait till Monday night. Would you rather have the game tomorrow?
Yes.
Aaron, does it matter to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just a more relaxed feel to it. Now, Monday night football has a sparkle too, but Saturday's just nicer because nobody has work the next day.
Exactly.
You bring up an excellent point. That said, there's plenty of football. You've got Indiana University playing in the Peach Bowl against Oregon, and that will decide who plays Miami for college football's national championship title, but you got to wait till January 19th for that, which is another Monday night.
Right, a week and a half wait after that. I wonder if that's really so good for the teams too, right? They're used to playing, you know, every week, and then they have to sit out for a while. A week and a half's not all that much, but in some cases, some of these teams sat around for 2-3 weeks before they played their college football playoff game, right?
Yeah, it can't be easy for teams to do that. But the rundown for the NFL wild card weekend, so you've got two teams that have byes, and that would be the Denver Broncos in the AFC, and then you have the Seattle Seahawks in the NFC. All the other teams will play through Monday night.
And the Saturday games consist of what? The Rams are first, right?
Rams and Panthers on Fox. That'll be Saturday, tomorrow at 4:30.
And then it's the Packers and Bears in the night game.
Oh, my. Yeah. At 8 o'clock. And it says here, Packers and Bears on Prime Video. So I don't think if... And it's hard to follow all the streaming services.
I have to be honest with you, Larry, when I say this, and I don't mean this as a put down to Amazon, but... You know, this is the only thing they offer me with Prime that really matters to me.
Right.
I mean, I don't even want to sit there and watch one of their movies full of commercials. Right? But the fact that they have that, and I'm glad I do, I have Netflix for that reason, because the NFL is occasionally on Netflix.
Well, it's on Amazon Prime, Video.
Sunday's game, what's the early game at 1 o'clock?
Bills at the Jaguars.
There's one I'll like.
Josh Allen against Trevor Lawrence, and really the Jaguars are the hot team in the AFC that way. That's a 1 o'clock game, and the 49ers and Eagles at 4:30 in Philly, and then Chargers at the Patriots. That's Sunday night at 8.
Which stations have those? Which networks are carrying three games?
CBS, Bills and Jaguars.
Okay.
Fox for the 49ers, Eagles, and Chargers at the Patriots, NBC.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
And the Steelers Monday night game with the Texans with an 8 o'clock kickoff will be on ESPN/ABC, so you'll be able to catch it on WTAE-TV locally.
So circling back to that NBC game on Sunday night, That means that the people who are Verizon Fios customers will not be seeing it unless there's a resolution of this, you know, carriage spat between Cox and Verizon. And then people like me who have Fubo streaming service also don't have NBC because there's a dispute between the company that owns NBC and Fubo over compensation.
You know what we got to do is spend some time sorting through the streaming services that are available and how much they cost.
I went through it just last week.
You did?
I went. Here's what I did.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Asked on AI to show me where the different packages are for streaming, which is the, you know, which carries the most sports at the best price. And then I tried to figure out, well, what if I put it together with just the apps, right? So that would be like the Pittsburgh Sportsnet app and the, you know, the app that would bring me, you know, I like Paramount and Peacock, all these separate apps, ESPN, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
And it came to within about $5 of what I'm spending right now.
Really?
It all came in about the same.
So you thought artificial intelligence is going to help you save a bunch of money.
Well, I was thinking, why pay for all these channels that I don't watch? You know?
I just asked Google's AI app, Gemini, to show me the streaming services that are available today. And they call this the Big Five. Netflix, of course, has been in this game, I think, longer than anybody.
Who'd have thunk it back in the day when we were getting DVDs in the mail from them, remember?
And that was innovative.
Yeah.
You were thrilled to go to the mailbox and get a new movie.
And you have to go to Blockbuster and walk up and down the aisle for an hour.
Aaron, I think you're young enough where you don't actually probably remember going to search movies in a store, do you?
I had a brief period where I got to experience a Blockbuster store. I did. Because, you know, I always say the very beginning, because there's some controversy about when Gen Z starts and millennial ends, but I was on the cusp before everything streaming took over. And it was exciting to say, let's go to, what were those red things called in the store?
Redbox.
Yes. Let's go to Redbox and rent a movie. Let's go. That's what was really trending.
Trending with E.
Yeah. Right. So I got to experience both.
I'll let you answer the phone. It's probably somebody of great importance. So I mentioned Netflix was at the game first. Disney Plus, HBO Max, Amazon Prime Video, and Hulu are selected as the top five.
Right. And those mostly because of either their reach or the fact that they're affiliated with networks.
Then you have Paramount Plus, Peacock, Apple TV Plus, Crunchyroll. This is for anime people that like that style of Japanese cartoon artwork. Shudder and Screambox, dedicated to horror, thriller, and cult films. The Criterion Channel, you can stream for indie films. Then it just goes on and on and on.
Wait, I have a question. I just got two calls for you guys. Two recommendations. They said, tell the guys to go and grab an antenna. And they got 80 to something. You know, have you guys thought about that?
It won't work where I live. The signals are too weak and too far away.
Yeah.
They don't say anything, Aaron. They have him blocked out. They don't want him to be able to.
That's the first thing I wanted to do. And then I went to a website to look into what I could receive at my address. And the ones I want from down here, the two or three I want are iffy in my location.
Yeah,
Well, just a footnote, the free ad-supported TV streaming options are Tubi, Pluto TV, the Roku channel, and Freevee. It's just
endless.
You know, the Roku channel, I'll watch some stuff there. They have a channel for the weather in which they're actually doing weather, right?
I mean like all the
when
time.
You turn on the Weather Channel and you may get a program. I'm interested in the weather. I want to see the weather maps and what's going on in the nation, that kind of thing. That's called, what do they call that? Is it called Weather Nation, I think is the name of it. But they've also got a couple of old-time channels there rerunning just nothing but like Johnny Carson, for example, from The Tonight Show. It's kind of fun to sit back and watch an old Johnny Carson every once in a while.
But apparently, if you want to see the game on Saturday night, the Packers-Bears, you got to have Amazon Prime.
Yep.
Or Amazon Video. You won't be seeing that one, Paul.
I will. I have Amazon
Prime. Oh, do you?
Yep.
Look at you, fancy man.
Well, I mean, you know, they charge you so much a month, and you're supposed to get access to movies and music, and but I don't want to pay that money for free shipping and then have to watch a movie with commercials in the middle of it.
Gotcha. Friday tradition here at KDK is to bring you the high school basketball game of the week. And we are joined by our play-by-play voice extraordinaire, Josh Rountree, on our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and on our KDK Radio YouTube page. Josh, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
Hey, before we dig in to tonight's matchup, we had the chance yesterday to talk to Matt Sigg, two-time Whipfield champion, all-time leading passer and rusher at Fort Cherry, and as you well know, the Maxwell High School Player of the Year for America. And you've seen this young man play. He seems like he's really also really got it together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think obviously, you know, what he does on the field, the numbers, the accolades, they speak for themselves. But, you know, I saw, you know, your interview with him, and just an impressive young man. I mean, you know, he's a good kid, head on his shoulders, if you will. And he's going to, you know, whether it's in football or just life in general, he's going to, I think, go pretty far because of that. But he is a really good football player, too. I mean, he did things that we've never seen around here. And, you know, obviously, very special team. I know they're disappointed in the way that their season ended. But, boy, what an amazing career he had. I mean, one of the most productive careers ever in the history of high school football in this region. And, you know, congratulations to him. But, yeah, great kid. And obviously very, very well-deserved award that he was able to get at the national level.
Yeah, excited for him and his family. All right, tonight, Imani Christian at Mount Lebanon. I mean, before you know it, here we are approaching the second week of January. This season is well underway and flying by.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of knocking on the door on the back half of the season here. So, you know, the races start to heat up. I mean, if you look at it, the regular season ends, you know, early in the second week of February. So, roughly about a month away from the end of high school basketball's regular season. So, these games start to take on added importance. And obviously, this is a really good game tonight. Two teams that traditionally know a lot about winning. I mean, a really good coach on one side and Joey David, who's won over 400 games at Mount Lebanon and a real tactician of the game. And then on the other side at Imani Christian, Kyrie Wilson has just been fantastic transitioning this team from a class 1A school as far as basketball goes to 6A. They were really dominant at the 1A level. They were able to bring in you know, some transfers and things like that that were high-end recruits that were able to really kind of dominate 1A. So last year they moved up to class 6A, and it's been not as dominant that we've seen, but they've still been very, very competitive and able to make the playoffs last year and most likely going to this year as well, though it is going to be a challenge because this is a really good classification, really good section that they're in.
How did they get moved up so high?
Part of it is the competitive balance rule. You know, if you had success in the PIAA level, they, you know, the PIAA will move you up classifications. We've seen that with Aliquippa in football, and it's become a huge story here. But they elected to move up. They elected to move up all the way so that, you know, there were really no questions about I think classifications or transfers and their classification, where they should be, et cetera. So we've seen it before here in the state. Kennedy Catholic is a good example up in Sharon, PA. They were a class 1A program, very, very dominant in 1A, to the point that it was, I think, kind of an unfair advantage that they have because they were bringing in, you know, foreign students who are high-end recruits and things like that to play for them. So they moved up to 6A, and Imani Christian kind of followed suit here. And they have not been dominant for sure. I mean, they have kind of fit in as a competitor in 6A, but this seems like a good spot for them talent-wise. I mean, they are not really overwhelmed by what they see night in and night out in Class 6A.
So that said, who are some of the other hot teams around high school basketball?
Well, 6A, I think in particular, Newcastle's really, really good. Newcastle is a really good basketball team. I think at the end of the day, they are probably going to be the favorite in 6A. You know, we saw Central Catholic. You talk about teams that are hot right now. I don't know if anybody is as hot as Central Catholic is. They're 11-1. They are. We saw them for the first time last Friday. They are just smothering with their defense, the way that they're able to get after it. And, Upper St. Clair's 11-1 as well. North Hills is a team that's really come on here as well in Class 6A. They're playing some really good basketball. Nathan Schonbacher leading that team. I mean, he can go for 25 to 30 points every single night. And I think they have one of the best coaches in the area, and Buzz Gabus as well. So, in Class 6A, those are the teams that are playing really, really well. And, you slide down in classifications. I look at 5A and what Chartiers Valley is doing right now. They had a big win the other night over Lincoln Park. Lincoln Park didn't have their best player in Josh Pratt, but that's still a huge win for Chartiers Valley. And I think those two teams in 5A will be ones to be reckoned with. But I love the way that Char Valley's playing. Julian Semplis is a really tough physical. He's a Western PA kind of guard. He's just going to beat you on the dribble. He can hit the jump shot, but he's a tough physical kid. I don't think he is a football player, but you would think that he would be a football player with the way that he plays the game of basketball. So I like those teams right now at the higher end of the classification. And I think we have a really good back stretch here of the season starting to develop where there's going to be some great games down the stretch and a lot of unknown as far as when we get to the playoffs on who the favorites will be in any given classification.
Imani Christian at Mount Lebanon. That's our high school game of the week tonight with Josh Roundtree. And our pregame starts at 6 right here on KDK. Josh, have fun tonight and have a great weekend.
Larry, thank you. Appreciate